Later today, we get the first round of some important inflation data out of the U.S. That data comes in the form of U.S. CPI and will be heavily watched before the market then turns its attention to Friday's U.S. producer prices. The data comes at an interesting time, and we worry could be a catalyst for what is looking like an imminent reversal in record-high U.S. equities. As far as things go, if the inflation data comes out on the higher side of expectation, it'll do a good job worrying the market about its calls for more rate cuts in 2024 and likely pressure the Fed into a less investor-friendly policy outlook. And at the moment, with stocks so extended, it doesn't look like it'll take much to trigger a bearish reversal. If we look at the S&P 500, we had seen the index pushing to a fresh record high in April before selling off sharply to the tune of about 7%. That sell-off translated to a 355-point move to the downside. So when the market got back to pushing another record high in May, it opened the door for a fresh 355-point measured move upside extension targeting 5640. We've now finally traded up to that measured move objective, leaving RSI readings across the daily, weekly, and monthly timeframes all tracking in overbought territory. The key takeaway right now is that whatever the case with the inflation data, risk assets are ripe for reversal, and as such, recommend proceeding with extreme caution. It's never easy to step aside when it comes to stocks, but at the same time, stepping aside to allow for a healthy correction to play out just might be the best strategy out there right now. That's all for now.